Here's another episode of Inside Flicks. Thank you for listening. We're going to review Long Shot, the Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron romantic comedy.
Hi.
Hey.
I hear you have a crush on me.
I do.
Kind of have a crush on you, too.
Do you want to dance with me? It's a dope song.
Secretary of State
flirted with you tonight.
I like him. Why?
Probably weirder to me than it is to you.
The optics of you and Fred would be like Kate Middleton dating this potato in a teal windbreaker.
I mean, I was thinking of zipping this up all the way, like to here.
We're back. I'm your host, Mike. I'm here with Rich.
Yeah, you are.
And Raymond.
Hey.
And this week we're going to review Long Shot. Seth Rogen plays an unemployed investigator reporter named Fred Flarsky. After a chance encounter, Fred reconnects with his childhood crush, his former babysitter, who now happens to be the most powerful woman in America, the current U.S. Secretary of State, Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron. When Charlotte kicks off her presidential campaign, she decides to hire Fred as her personal speechwriter. But when they unexpectedly develop feelings for each other, their unconventional romance turns out to be something that may risk her presidential aspirations. Rich, what's your thoughts on it?
It's a great comedy. I really didn't expect it to be that good. I mean, I really thought this is the movie that should have done much more better in the box office.
Yeah, it was a kind of a box office disappointment. No one really went to see this movie.
Well, I can understand that because it was a political. They launched it as a political comedy. Politics was going into everyone's faces at the time. I mean, it still is. I mean,
yeah, no one wants to go to the movies and really get bogged down by political.
Well, pay for it. Yeah,
yeah. Especially now that everyone's it's so divisive now that people want to go to the movies to escape. And I think, but you know, then again, this movie is not really a political movie. It's really just really a romantic comedy in the same vein.
That people didn't know that though.
That's true, and they kind of promoted. I don't know. Maybe they made a wrong mistake with the promotion.
Well, I don't think they did a good job of marketing this movie.
Oh, what's your thoughts, Raymond, about this movie? Your initial thoughts?
I really liked it. I thought it was a great romantic comedy, and I thought the chemistry between Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron was extremely convincing.
Yeah, I think that's the best part of the whole movie. I liked it too.
Yeah,
I had a really fun time with it. I really love Charlize Theron's performance in this film. She's probably the reason why you should watch it. It's a fantastic performance. You know, she's getting better, man. I was not a particularly big fan of Charlize.
Really?
Not really. Well, I mean, she was okay. But I think ever since
Fury Road.
I didn't think she was going to be great in the film, but she really surprised me with her performance in that movie. And she just continues to perform. I mean, she's getting better as a performer, as an actor. And again, here she's the reason why I like this movie. Seth Rogen, on the other hand, he's playing Seth Rogen. He's it's masturbation jokes. It's blunts. You know, it's everything you think. But you know, the real surprise of this movie is Charlize Theron, and really bowled over by her performance. Rich, say something about the comedy.
Well, I don't agree with you about Charlize Theron. I think she's done a lot of drama and dramedies, but this is a regular comedy. This is a romantic comedy, and I think she really did knock it out of the park.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, I know, but you're bringing up her. You didn't really like her, but
no, I didn't like her. I don't like her. Not that I didn't like her. I didn't like her. Like I'm not a fan of her stuff per se. Like her other work. You know,
her. What about Monster though?
Monster, she was fine. I'm not the hugest fan, but after watching Fury Road and I see a progression in her acting abilities, and that she is getting much better. And in this film, I think, like I said, she is the main reason why you should watch this movie, because she is fantastic. Go ahead, finish what you were saying, Rich.
Yeah, I liked O'Shea Jackson. I think he's I think he did a great performance. I liked him more in this than in Straight Out of Compton, and definitely more than Godzilla.
I like the entire supporting cast. I think this movie had a fantastic supporting cast. Everyone was fantastic. Her two managers.
Yeah,
played by June Diane Raphael and Ravi Patel. I thought were both hilarious.
Yeah.
They were really like kind of the comedy relief of the movie.
And Bob Odenkirk
as the president,
as a not just the president,
yeah,
but like
he was hilarious
as a president who had who was a president in TV,
like a and became Ronald Reagan
and became it's kind of like Martin Sheen from The West World or West Wing. Yeah. And somehow
I never watched that show.
But everyone loves Martin Sheen as the president in West Wing, and it's like if he became the president in real life, and that, I think that was a little bit, you know, a wink to that. It was fine. I mean, again, I
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis was fantastic in this movie.
Yeah,
and you probably would never.
At first. It took me a while to see him.
He has prosthetics on, and he's great. And he's playing kind of like this. Mogul, like a Fox mogul, Fox News mogul, kind of like Rupert Murdoch. Yeah. And with a little bit of the other guy, Roger Ayers. It's kind of like a Harvey Weinstein. He's
he's a combination of all of those guys.
Yeah. And he was fantastic. He was really funny. Yeah, Andy Serkis is fun. I wish Andy Serkis would do more films where we don't see him in CGI stuff, where you can see him in real life doing real acting. And you know, I love him when he does, you know, the CGI stuff, but see him in real life, see him even in prosthetics, he's really a great performer, and I love him in this movie. But Raymond, explain what other things that you thought about this movie.
Well, I want to add, I really like the kind of Fox News parody stuff with Paul Scheer. I thought that they were kind of inserted throughout the movie.
Those are some great like little bits, little
satirical
punches.
In the movie.
They're all like they're playing like sexist anchor, Good Morning anchor, newsman, Paul Scheer, and another comedian, and that one girl from Love, the Australian comedian,
right?
And she's fantastic in the movie. You know, there's these great little cameos and little bits and it's fun, and you know what, I do you know,
that's what I mean, like a lot of the comedy really came from the supporting cast, and Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen were like just a really good convincing romance.
Yeah, this is, I'll say this, I really liked the romance part of the movie because it was very there's some critique that how this, you know, slubby guy got with this hot girl. And they explain it in the movie. It's not like they don't overlook that. It is a plot point in the movie that he gets the girl, but it is a joke in the movie. So they it's believable. It's not like far fetched. It's not like Woody Allen type of movies where he's the, you know, this toad creature gets all the hot girls. It's not that, you know.
It's not that big of a stretch.
No, yeah. So there's a believability in this movie and then they deal with it. They deal with, you know, he was a nerd. They were, what's a cool thing? They were both nerds in the movie, or when they were young. The idea that they knew each other for a long time, and then they reconnect. I'm talking about Seth Rogen's character and Charlize's character. And I thought that was very sweet. It's a sweet, you know, there's a sweetness to it. And but all the political stuff, I didn't like at all.
Oh, really? No, you didn't like Alexander Skarsgård?
No, it's fine. It's just that it wasn't. It's not the American president, you know.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. There wasn't real. I mean,
it's ham-fisted. It's like none of these guys did any research. Who cares if you know. The idea that she wants to be the president, the first female U.S. president, and she's really dying to get the endorsement of Bobby Odenkirk character, who is this horrible president. Like, who cares? But he's popular. But I mean, Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton, and she didn't win the nomination. I mean, it's like it makes no sense. So it's like kind of lofty. It's not. I don't like the political aspect of it because it's really kind of a second. They didn't think about it that much. I mean, it was.
I noticed that too, but I felt like they were just using the political stuff more like as a background.
Yeah, but if you want,
and that's kind of where most of the kind of humor came from. Also, anyways,
yeah,
it was just kind of like Seth Rogen kind of
It's like,
you know, he always does his movies. He puts them in a new genre or gives them a new spin. This was just kind of his little spin on politics, a light spin on it.
Yeah, but I think it could have been like a movie like America President. You know, America President had a really good political backing. You know, there's a strong structure there where they, you know, I'm sure there were some advisors, you know, White House advisors or, you know, political advisors that to ground it, you know.
I definitely understand your criticism, but I think this, I kind of just got used to it. This is kind of like the Seth Rogen formula.
Yeah, this is a Seth Rogen. It's like in the interview, there's no way in hell those, you know, James Franco and Seth Rogens were celebrity interviewers. They were horrible. You know,
when you're competing with Aaron Sorkin, you're going to lose. I mean,
right.
No, I mean, but I think Jonathan Levine, the director, he really stepped it up on this movie, and
he did
ever since Snatched. I mean,
I like all of his work.
Yeah, I mean, Warm Bodies is great. 50-50, The Whackness, I even like.
Yeah. So like again,
he's a director to really like look up to. I mean, he's going to go far.
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. I don't.
He deserves a little more, like...
You could tell that he does understand comedy.
Yeah, and that's a tough business.
It's tough, yeah, it's tough. I'll say this about Seth Rogen's performance. I didn't like it that much.
Nah, I mean...
I think...
It's Seth Rogen.
Yeah. There's a point in the movie, like in the final act, where, like most romantic comedies, where the main characters express their feelings about each other. And Charlize Theron gives, like, this really kind of moving performance. And Seth Rogen's there sitting like a pile of shit, you know, like he doesn't give anything to it. I'm like, at least help her out, man.
Oh.
And he's like, he's not up to it. You know, he's not, you know, like, look, everyone said he had a good performance in the Steve Jobs movies.
Yeah.
And like, they were saying like Oscar and shit like that. I don't know. He wasn't nominated, was he?
Probably not. I don't think so.
But everyone was like saying it was critically acclaimed his performance, but he's not like Jonah Hill.
No.
Jonah Hill is a really good actor. And Seth Rogen is going to be, he's stuck in this kind of like, you know, yeah. So it's too bad. I mean, although I do believe, I do love his chemistry with Charlize Theron in this movie. So I give him that. I mean, but it could have been better if maybe it was there's an actor there with more of ability to express some kind of feelings, some kind of other than like, you know, masturbation jokes and shit like that. But I don't know, it is Seth Rogen, right?
So yeah,
I mean, that's where you go into and you know what you get in with a Seth Rogen comedy. So
yeah, if you know he's involved, there's gonna be, you know,
that kind of humor, potty humor. Yeah. Anything else you want to discuss?
No, Randall Park, he was good. Yeah, he's knocking out of the park too. I mean,
it's a fun look. I'll say this: it's a fun movie. You will get you will laugh at some really parts. You will laugh at some outrageous parts too. And again, Charlize Theron is the reason to watch this movie. She elevates the whole project, the whole movie.
And do you think that dig on that Jennifer Aniston dig on the show? Or, you remember they were saying only three people could, or like two people could go from a television actor to a movie actor. It was Woody Harrelson, George Clooney, and one brings up Jennifer Aniston. And I go, nah. She can't. Do you think that was dig because she passed on this role or something?
You mean there's something personal with
No, I mean Charlie Theron.
Seth Rogen has a tendency to make fun of celebrities in his movies, so I don't know. Maybe there's something personal. Maybe there's a story there, but who knows? Raymond, you want to say anything?
Because I agree.
You want to say anything? Any final words?
No.
Okay. Let's go to ratings. I give this. See, I'm not. I liked it. I have a problem with the Seth Rogen's acting ability in this movie. He could have been a lot better, so I'll give this a C+.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead, Rich, your rating.
I'll give it a B-. A B if you like Boyz II Men.
Raymond, your rating?
I'm giving it a 7 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you like, good. Yeah,
strong.
Okay. So that's it with Long Shot. All right. We'll be back with another movie to review. Thank you for listening. Peace.
Out.